This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite, to our friends on our affiliate in New Orleans and Slidell, Louisiana. Please be careful. I realize that you've got life-threatening flooding conditions over there. Please be careful. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a third watch right now, regardless of what they're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the truckers, the men and women out there getting the job done coast to coast, border to border. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and Twitter as @CaptainsAmerica. And don't forget, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there and save yourself some money and different things that we have over there and take a look, see at what's going on. All righty, on the telephone line, California, we got the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words out there, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a caller on the line. I'm going to write to the caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain. This is Covington. Good morning there, Kyle. Hey, listen, I'm just wrapping up my shift, and I was at the end of my ropes, basically, because I'm exhausted. But I love listening to your guys' show as usual, because it just it's so uplifting to listen to. And you guys are funny, and you're imaginative, and you're different, and you're real. So I just love listening to it. But before I listened to your show this morning, I was listening to Ground Zero, a little tiny segment of it, because that's what WFLA has on the radio station down here.
Mm-hmm.
But he interviewed the guy that started that grassroots movement out there in Oregon, where I'm from.
To become Idaho.
Yeah. Oh, we got to start talking about that, because, you know, the more people realize, you know, that we don't have to fight with arms and fight people like Antifa, and we don't have to put up with this nonsense. I mean, we can just simply change our boundaries, you know, change the states and move from a state that where we can't get by with these Marxist people. You know, it's just it's ludicrous. And also a constitutional convention of the states too. That's also what we need to be talking about too as well.
Yep.
We got to really start pushing that.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Yep. Appreciate it.
And I know what he's talking about there, Kyle, because we did talk about it a little bit the other night, the fact that those counties in Oregon voted to become part of Idaho, but it's not just that simple.
No, it's not. There'll still be a process to this, but really what this is so significant, Captain, is, again, because just as Covington was talking about, you know, people are going to, they're going to just take hold of their own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just going to live under the threat of lawlessness and defund the police and bad policies.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, they see a pathway to be able to make a real substantive change.
Well, I liked everything I saw about what had to be done, because they did the initial step to get it done, and that was agree that they wanted to become part of Oregon, now or part of Idaho, rather than be in Oregon. And then, of course, they had the second part of it, which was now Idaho has to turn around and respond back to Oregon, and then it has to be introduced in their state legislature. And their state legislature has to agree to the fact that these counties in Oregon can be let go, so to speak, to become counties in the state of Idaho.
Exactly right. So that will be the tough nut to crack on that one.
Yeah, if they can do that. I have my doubts, but then again, never say never.
Well, exactly. But it also brings up other things, like, for example, California. People have talked about, well, should it split into two things?
Three.
Yeah, or at least three. Right.
Yeah.
And because, again, it's so hard to govern, and it's so hard to have a government so far away, you know, that doesn't have all your best interests at heart, it would seem.
Now we're going to get into Covington's business, because the price of oil, ladies and gentlemen, when I tell you what's gone on this week, you're going to start pulling your hair out and swear at the radio, but it's not my doing. West Texas crude has dropped all week long, Kyle, and so has Brent. Are you aware of that?
Yes,
It dropped yesterday another $1.31 a barrel. It's down to $62.05. The Brent crude dropped down to $65.11, another $1.55 a barrel. The 1 year forecast has dropped $4 a barrel this week from $75 to $71. Here, ladies and gentlemen, is what's really going to turn you into animals, probably, because the wholesale price of gasoline without taxes, Kyle, has dropped 11 cents a gallon this week as of this morning.
Wow.
And the wholesale price of diesel is back down below $2 a gallon at $1.96 a gallon, which is 11 cents a gallon since the beginning of the week. Now, have you seen that reflected that way in the pump?
I can't say that I have, no.
I saw gasoline prices in my neighborhood drop one penny yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
One penny.
Well, exactly. It doesn't seem to be tracking.
Now, I don't know if they think they're going to jack the price back up again, but obviously, and what I'm looking at here at the website that I'm looking at, which happens to be oil-price.net, is they're talking about, and I talked about it 2 days ago, there is a glut of oil and an oversupply of gasoline. When they were saying, oh, we're going to run out of gas. No, we're not. They got more gas than they know what the heck to do with.
Exactly.
Jeez,
right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Again, your gas prices have dropped dramatically, 11 cents a gallon. Diesel's down to $1.96 a gallon without adding in the state taxes. Go do the math. You are getting screwed at the pumps, folks. Screwed at the pumps. They call it supply and demand. No way, Jose. All right, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break, literally. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance and in the great state of Florida, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $150 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you, me, the Captain Matt Bruce. Now, they'll handle your insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $150 put right back in the palm of your hand when they finish the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to get that $150 put right in the palm of your hand when they put that windshield in. And, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. All right. Former astronaut Pam Melroy was answering questions before the Senate committee yesterday about her upcoming appointment as the deputy director to NASA underneath our former Senator Bill Nelson. And she was asked about China's push for space superiority. And she warned the panelists and the U.S. in general that China is, in fact, seeking space superiority and could be very dangerous because our next war, not only cybersecurity, could come from outer space.
Well, absolutely, and that's not just science fiction or anything like that. This has been a long time coming.
There are weapons up there we don't know about.
Well, exactly. And, of course, how do we communicate? Pretty much by satellite, this kind of thing. Also, weapons can create an EMP pulse electromagnetic pulse over the United States. I mean, there's all kinds of things. Hunter-killer satellites that can go get the other, you know, the opposing side satellites,
yep,
try to take down their communication. So all this is very, very real. And it's something that if we're not on the cutting edge of, we're going to be in a bad position.
Do you remember the Star Wars project years ago under Reagan?
That's right, yes, Strategic Defense Initiative.
That project was developed in my backyard in Syracuse, New York, in Schenectady, New York, at the General Electric Heavy Military Installation. I had a lot of friends that were working there, and we did a lot of not necessarily shop talk, but a lot of talk about what was going on, and you would be amazed.
Well, absolutely.
And that was years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I can only imagine what it's like right now.
Well, sure, exactly. And so, again, now China has the somewhat of an advantage here because it can act with such a singular purpose. Of course, in the United States, a little bit different because of the budgeting and politics and that kind of thing. But this is something we can't mess around with.
Now, Jim Jordan has blasted the Dems about this January 6th commission push that they now have got going. He's calling it impeachment 3.0, but I think you should explain what he means by that.
Well, essentially, you know, what's happening is, again, they impeached the president a second time, and now I think they're trying to sort of put the nails in the coffin, as it were, for anybody who would ever be associated not only with Trump, but with being a conservative, basically.
Well, it's trying to stop Donald Trump from running for president again, number one. That's number one. Or anyone that wants to use his name to endorse themselves, number two. They're trying to discredit Donald Trump again. And I don't think it's going to work because we know, and I've got friends of mine that were there in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, a couple of them may be listening to the show right now. One of them comes to lunch with me quite a bit on Tuesdays at the Have Lunch with the Captain series. And he told us they saw the buses. They saw the buses bringing the people in with the black garb on the backside of the congressional steps. So they came up that back way, came around. Nobody paid any attention to them. And they were up on those steps first before anybody else was there. And they were not part of the Trump entourage. They were not members of the Trump entourage. But they put caps on, and in some cases they put shirts or things like that to make it look like they were after they got off the buses.
Well, exactly. And unfortunately, that to say such a thing is not part of the accepted narrative or the accepted...
But it happened and it can be proven.
Well, of course. But in this shows how massively effective large-scale media things can be.
Yeah, and somebody says, there he goes again. No, not there he goes again. There were pictures taken. There were videos taken on cell phones from people that were standing there watching what was going on, and they realized something wasn't right, and they took pictures of this stuff. And, oh, by the way, it was turned into the FBI and, in some cases, the Washington Metro Police Department.
Well, exactly right. So, but again, it's how you craft the story of what happened on January the 6th, which is important to having the media be able to keep that going.
Now, this is a story that's kind of strange. I found it. It's a back page story. It should be on the front page. There's a report from Cabbage that online lending, that's an online lending platform, right, Cabbage?
I believe so, yeah.
With a K.
Mm-hmm.
They issued $7 million in PPP loans to fake recipients.
Wow. Well, I think we'll still hear about these kinds of things for some time to come. There were so many things happening at that time some people were able to take advantage of the situation.
Well, obviously, there was over 370 people involved in this. They got $7 million worth of PPP loans that wouldn't have qualified otherwise.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, but of course.
Which makes it bad for the ones that were trying to get the money that couldn't get it, doing it the right way.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. But what some of these folks may find out is that, you know, they're still going to perhaps, it depends on what it was and so forth, but they may owe a significant amount of tax on that.
Well, I hope they nail these people to the wall for this one.
Yep, absolutely.
All right. Now, also, Chris Cuomo over at CNN, right?
Oh, yes, yep.
Fredo?
Yep, CNN.
He helped to craft his brother's sex allegation response while he was working at CNN and, of course, interviewing him, and this is a big, big, big no-no. He got a little slap on the wrist. Let's see here. a little slap on the wrist, okay? Yeah. And he was told, don't do that again. He went, okay. Anybody else, they would have thrown him off the air.
Well, yeah, it's an obvious conflict of interest. And again, you have someone in the media that's helping to craft a particular viewpoint or particular approach to a very significant story. Now, of course, he may say after all this came out he wasn't going to interview his brother and this kind of thing, but it's hard to separate that, and they needed to be a lot more robust about that.
Yeah. Now, it should be pointed out that the survey taken out there on military.com reveals that more U.S. service members and their spouses are getting COVID vaccinations right now because of some of the things that are being tossed at them in terms of, freebies and whatnot.
Well, exactly. I mean, and there's a big push, even just generally, to get people to go get their COVID test, get a free Uber ride. You can donate an Uber ride. You can do this. I think Krispy Kreme Donuts will give you a free donut if you show your vaccination card, so there's all kinds of things.
You just reminded me of something. There's a Krispy Kreme on my way home. I think I'll stop and get a box of those donuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I think at least the local...
Wasn't even hungry until you mentioned that.
Yeah, so, checking your local area for what their promotion might be.
And then again, if Jeff from Sarasota is awake, I don't know if he was sending me a clone message that he wanted to go to breakfast or not, because it was Rays 6, and the only thing that... I didn't think the Rays were playing at 6 in the morning, but maybe that's his message. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
Exactly. Yeah, but there's a lot of things going on trying to get people to realize, okay, we're making it easy. We got to get these vaccinations out there.
Yeah.
The higher the percentage in this country, the better off, we're going
to
reopen.
All right. Well, listen to this. This is not a good story. This is coming out of Iran. The chief of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Council Corps, Quds Force, has vowed to back Hamas against Israel, even if it means sending Iraq Quds forces to the Gaza Strip.
You see where those escalations are going to start. And it's not going to be because Israel was trying to degrade Hamas to the point where they couldn't do what they were doing. You're going to use the Iranian regime and this kind of thing. They're going to use that as a rallying cry in order to really escalate the situation. It's going to put Israel on the defensive again, and it's going to further strain Israel's relationship now with the United States vis-a-vis the Biden administration.
Well,
and it's not going to be pretty.
It's known that the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Quds Force has been known to stretch the truth a little bit, but they are threatening to stand up and defend and back Hamas against Israel. So we'll have to see what happens, but that definitely is stepping the tone up a little bit again.
Yep.
All right, folks, when we come back, it's going to be an unusually active hurricane season coming up. If you haven't already prepared for it, June the 1st starts hurricane season. This coming week, they'll have a lot of specials, I do believe, for hurricane supplies. And we have a tax-free week down here that starts up, too. So check it out. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Peace is once again in the Middle East as Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire. Biden said he's hoping to help rebuild some of the destruction in Gaza.
The United States committed to working with the United Nations, and we remain committed to working with the United Nations and other international stakeholders to provide rapid humanitarian assistance and to marshal international support for the people of Gaza and the Gaza reconstruction efforts. We will do this in full partnership with the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas, Authority, in a manner that does not permit Hamas to simply restock its military arsenal. I believe the Palestinians and Israelis equally deserve to live safely and securely and to enjoy equal measures of freedom, prosperity, and democracy.
This is USA Radio News. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. And get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCN.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. He'll be around hour number four. By the way, that combined total comes from both the Internet, the terrestrial radio, and up on the satellite numbers that we can see right here from my console. Okay, now back to the greatest talk show assistant-type host in the world, and that would be Kyle Warren. But we're going to get back to him after I tell you about GEICO Insurance, because GEICO, I've been a customer of them for 18 years, and a lot of people say, how come you're talking about them? Well, it's because they're good, and because they pay me to talk about them, and because I'm going to tell you about something that's good, because I do it. They're my company. I've had three chances where I've had to use them for claims, and they were right there, no fuss, no muss, no nothing, and it was done the way I thought it would be, very professionally. Now, all you got to do is go to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com, GEICO.com. You can find out what the coverage is and what they will give you and what it will cost for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, motorcycle, ATV, boat, or IV, and then if you want to bundle it together with your homeowner's rent or condos insurance, they can certainly do that too and save you a boatload of money like they have me. Now, I check them every year, so I know what I'm talking about here. They are by far, the most competitive and the best avenue for me to travel where I'm living. They might be for you too, but you got to check them out. GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Okay, Kyle, how'd you like that little pat on the back?
I loved it. Thank you.
All right. Now, listen, We know they wanted to defund the police in these blue cities, right?
Oh, yes, very much.
And we know crime is on the rise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we hear stories like this, and we shake our heads and go, what are you doing? Portland police are currently seeking five teen suspects who brazenly got involved in beating people up on the street in the middle of the day.
Yes, exactly. Well, this is a breakdown. There's just no doubt about it. And the word brazen is definitely apropos. And of course, also, Captain, you've got people that are walking down the street and they see somebody and they're of a particular ethnic or nationality and they attack them for no reason. And we see these hate crimes on the rise.
Well, it's horrible. That's happened in Los Angeles,
yeah,
where they're currently looking for three suspects that beat up Jewish diners that were in Los Angeles enjoying a nice lunch on the street. That's number one. And number two, it's been happening in New York a lot.
It certainly has, exactly. And again, it's a degradation of law and order. It's a degradation of any kind of self-control that it's as if people think, okay, it's just a free-for-all. Nothing matters. We've got the COVID problem. We've got, killing each other in the streets and rioting and all this kind of stuff. So what difference does it make? Well, we're here to say it makes a lot of difference. This is completely wrong. And by defunding the police and having political leaders call for that, it actually buttresses and gives license to these wackos.
And Joe Biden and his administration are just pouring money into states and cities, just pouring money in there. It already totals $105 billion being given directly to the city, just handing them money, and it's climbing rapidly. And then you've got a situation like what I saw yesterday, one of the nicest beaches in the world, one of the greatest places to want to go to, used to be Venice Beach. I wouldn't get within 100 miles of Venice Beach right now because looking at the tents and the people living along the sidewalks and the beach on the sand, it's becoming a slum. It's the homeless, and it's gotten absolutely uncontrollable, and you talk about filthy and dirty? My God.
Yes, you're absolutely right, and especially in here in Southern California, our local news programs and so forth, they cover these kinds of things a lot. And Captain, there are fires that are breaking out like all the time. I don't think I'm underestimating or understating that. They're breaking out all the time in these little tents and so forth. They just go up. And the fire department is having a hard time even keeping up with it.
Well, it's because they try to cook in there, and it's the worst thing you can do is get in an enclosed area like that and start a fire.
That's exactly right. Exactly. And so local officials in these different places, especially like Venice Beach, they're trying to figure out what in the heck they can even begin to do about
what they can do is get them off the street and say there is no living on the streets, period. After such and such a time, you go.
Well, exactly. Yeah, there was a couple of years ago, a pretty big encampment in Orange County all around Angel Stadium, the Big A, and eventually that's exactly what they had to do. They had to give a lot of warnings, and then they had to go through and they had to really clean it out, and this was a lot of needles and a lot of just bad stuff all around that area.
Wow. Now, just when you thought it couldn't get any better for Joe Biden and things, pats on the back, you want to talk about that. The United Nations has come along and urged Joe Biden to end the Title 42 restrictions that allow for migrant removals due to the COVID-19 risk. In other words, let them stay, Joe. They might only be a little sick. Let them stay. I don't think so.
Well, again, are we going to follow the science or aren't we going to follow the science?
Not in that case.
Yeah. And so, again, you start seeing that when it's politically expedient, suddenly, well, that's not such a big deal anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, not to be retroactive, but we do need to circle back, and I'm not going to use the Jen Psaki thing for this, because this time it's somebody different in the White House saying that they won't say whether or not there's evidence to disprove the COVID Wuhan leak theory. And this comes after we found out that the PolitiFact had taken off their liar, pants on fire denotation of this to begin with. And now they're going along with, well, maybe there's something to this.
Well, right, and that's usually an indication, I think, that they're trying to hunker down, and maybe they hope it'll kind of go away a little bit. They don't want to say anything now because whatever they say is going to really start to be used against them as more and more of this information comes out. You know, ultimately, they kind of got what they wanted politically. They were able to use the crisis to their advantage, but now, of course, when there's going to be a backlash with how the White House interpreted a lot of this stuff and tried to defend it, and now they're going, you know, kind of silent about it.
Now, I will say this. There's a small business advocacy group that's launched. It just started here in the last week or so. It's launching what's being called a survival campaign against the Biden administration's policies, and I'm going to find out more about that because I just got a back page story about it is all I got. What did you find out?
Well, this is from the National Federation of Independent Business.
Oh, okay.
They're worried about the $2.3 trillion American jobs plan and the $1.8 trillion American family plan, which is going to be paid for, as they say, pretty much by so many big, huge tax hikes. And they know that this is going to essentially affect small businesses in very, very big ways. And again, Captain, to have someone, you mentioned Jen Psaki just a moment ago, you know, when she actually gets on an interview program and says, no, companies don't have to raise prices to deal with tax hikes, you know, I'll just say something her boss would say, come on, man.
By the way, to wound things out here, we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi, the Wicked Witch of the West, out there in your state.
Yep.
Wicked Witch of the West, and she's into it again. she said that the House mask mandate could remain until all the lawmakers have been inoculated with the COVID vaccine. Now, we know there's a certain amount of congressional reps that are not going to get the vaccine, don't we?
Right, right.
So she's going to make everybody suffer if everybody's not vaccinated because that's the way it is in Nancy Pelosi's real world.
Well, but you know, Captain, you know, you're vaccinated, I'm vaccinated, so many of our listeners are vaccinated, and the whole point of being vaccinated is so that if you go somewhere and somebody's not vaccinated, you're going to be okay because you're vaccinated. This is the whole point. And Nancy Pelosi, you're right. She's just going to make it suffer rather than having people be able to be protected by a vaccination. So it's still political, still about control. And, but we'll see how far that goes. I think a lot of her own constituents, or her own, people in the Democrat Party in the Congress are going to start, raising Cain about that eventually.
Well, I got challenged yesterday in one of the stores I went into by one of the people that worked there about not wearing a mask because it said up on the sign, it said, if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear a sign. And they said, have you been vaccinated, sir? And I said, as a matter of fact, I have. They said, do you have any proof of that? And they're not supposed to ask you that, but I did. I had my little card with me, and I pulled it out, and I said, there you go. He goes, thank you very much, sir.
Very cool. See,
I won't mention the store because I don't think they can do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
All right. Hold the fort. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, including the second roundup here song of from Foreigner, because we're featuring Foreigner tonight. So don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, and Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. He's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Dom. They're still in the radio and television business. They have a very small-scale studio operation there, but they do stuff still. But they also have the Double D Ranch up there in Carrollton, and they horse stable horses there, and they also teach people how to ride English and Western, and if you want to learn how to ride and do that sort of thing, be competitive, they can do all that for you. Now, they're up the road just a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Go in there, tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Stop or Third Watch, and you'll get yourself a truck stop cup of coffee, which will be second to nothing. And by the way, here comes Foreigner number 2. A lot of you are going to recognize this one. Here it goes.
You never take advice. Someday you'll pay.
my goodness. Foreigner, one of their best hits of all time, Cold as Ice. And you like that one, I know, Kyle.
I really do. I like the piano intro on that a lot. And that's Lou Gramm, of course, on vocals. And that goes back, can you believe it, to 1977.
Well, now we're into 40 years plus, and that's why you don't need to worry about the MCAP for these things, because it wasn't around back then. And I'll tell you what, the great oldies that are there that people grew up with, a lot of this audience, they're listening to music they haven't heard in a while, but I'm telling you, it's great, 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 great music.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember it well. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Flooding is going to continue in the northwest Gulf Coast. Critical fire threat in the southwest. And we've also got it on the Gulf side of Florida tonight, all the way down to Fort Myers and even as far south as Naples, all the way back up into near Homosassa in Crystal River, Homosassa Springs. Now, continuation of heavy rain across eastern Texas into western Louisiana. This has now been a killer storm over there. Five people dying, drowning. In cars, I might add. Turn around, don't drown. In addition to additional flooding there in the area. Now, elevated to critical fire weather conditions expected to shift from the southern Great Basin into the Four Corners. Got snow up in Montana tonight and parts of Idaho. Kyle, take it away.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. The winter weather storm warning in effect starting at Helena, moving northward, northward rather, from there, about 2 to 4 inches in the mountains, 1 to 3 inches in the valleys. And the winter weather advisory also includes places like Butte, also Missoula, and Great Falls as well, up there in Big Sky Country in Montana. Out in Southern California tonight, we continue to have wind advisories. Certainly if you're coming up the I-15 through Barstow and Baker, you could be dealing with up to 50-mile-an-hour wind gusts. But the good news is they should be decreasing. And a quick update on that fire in Southern California and Santa Barbara, Captain. Looks like they're up to 40% contained. So hopefully if you're coming up the 101 freeway, that won't be so much of an issue for you tonight.
Okay, well, we'll start in North Dakota. North Dakota, Fargo, north up I-29. You do have fog, a lot of fog. And then just north of Fargo is about a 75-mile-wide patch that takes it into Minnesota, goes right straight up Minnesota all the way up to Moorhead and then up to the Canadian border. We also have got fog east of Duluth, Minnesota, and in the Duluth area across the lake into the upper peninsula, northwestern upper peninsula of Michigan. We've got more fog on the western side of Michigan, eastern side of Lake Michigan, all the way down from let's see here, Grand Rapids south down to I-90, 94 over towards Gary, Indiana. Then we got some patchy fog on I-90 over in Ohio, running from Erie, Ohio, or Erie, Pennsylvania, and it takes us over to right about Toledo, and then up into Detroit, going through the thumb there, where we're heard in AM 660 land in Michigan. You got some fog there tonight. We got some fog in southwest Ohio, as it may be, Chesapeake Bay, some fog around there, and then from now it's down below Naples, Kyle. Now it's gone all the way down into Alligator Alley and across Alligator Alley where there was a fire down there. I think there's still one going in the Everglades. But all the way up to Citrus County, we have a fire weather warning. Not watch anymore. Warning for Florida. Very dry down here. But, folks, we've had five people drown in cars because they tried to drive through the water in Louisiana. So please, 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 a lot of flooding in Louisiana, southern Louisiana, across I-10, across I-12, over into Texas, just towards Houston, east of Houston, goes all the way up into south eastern Oklahoma and southwestern Arkansas, coming out of the Metroplex in Dallas. You're going to have I-30 all the way up to Texarkana and a little bit inland in Arkansas with a lot of flooding going on. And some of the roads, secondary roads, are impassable from what I'm seeing here. Check with the local authorities in case you got to get off the interstate. And it's just not going to be great for people to be driving around, wandering around in those floodwaters. And for God's sakes, turn around, don't drown.
Absolutely, Captain, and more rain on the way for Louisiana, 2 to 3 more inches,
yeah.
And in some areas, 6 to 10, maybe.
No way they can stand that. Okay, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
You betcha. See you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And now we go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Always a pleasure, and I hope you're doing well.
All good here. Thank you.
All righty. Now, I will say that Joe Biden yesterday probably outdid himself, because the title on Fox News says, and I quote, "President plagiarist. Biden is trying to claim credit for the peace deal of Israeli-Hamas ceasefire, even though he never brokered the peace deal to begin with."
That's a fact. He made a couple of phone calls, but he had nothing to do with it. All of the talks and negotiations and so forth were at the were led by Egypt. So the United States really didn't have anything to do with it at all.
Well, I'm not surprised, because this isn't the first time he's tried to claim credit for something that just wasn't there. But we'll just have to keep the record straight. And by the way, Democratic-leaning progressive groups like AOC and company are lining up with the Palestinians against Israel as the conflict now has come to an end. It's been quiet all night, as far as I know. You heard anything?
No, it was supposed to go into effect, I think, at 11 o'clock. But I would say that a ceasefire is really kind of a temporary situation.
Right.
I mean, we have been through these many, many times, but that doesn't mean that Iran is not helping Gaza and Palestinians with weapons, and the tunnels aren't still being built, and all of that. So.
All right, we'll talk about that when we come back, because the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Quds Force made some news yesterday by saying what it was they were doing. We'll be right back after the top of the hour.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.